I'm Ben Thomas with an AP News Minute. Israel confirms the remains of four hostages Hamas will return tomorrow will include Shiri Bibas and her two children, Ariel and Kafir, who were 4 years old and 9 months old when they were taken captive on October 7th. Meantime, an AP investigation finds U.S. tech giants have quietly empowered Israeli efforts to track and kill many more alleged militants in Gaza and Lebanon more quickly using artificial intelligence. Michael Biesecker explains.
What's new here is that they're adapting commercial AIs that you've probably heard of, like ChatGPT-4 from OpenAI or Whisper or various Microsoft AIs. They're taking those and converting them to military use, often for machine translation and transcription, but also just to sort through mass amounts of data, look for patterns. You can assign the AI to do specific things for you. Commercial AI is really good at that, more robust than some of the purpose-built military AIs.
Again, that's the AP's Michael Biesecker, and I'm Ben Thomas.